Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Butler is there, and the Astros drop this one 5-4. Astros had a couple of leads in this game and couldn't hold on. A 3-run sixth inning with Kyle McCann delivering a 2-run home run in that inning. Give the A's a 5-4 final, and the Astros have dropped the first 2 games of this series in 6 out of 8 overall.
Yuck! 6 out of 8 overall. I hadn't seen that part of the whole thing. I know they've lost to the A's twice, and they play them again today. Welcome in, everybody. There is no reason to play cool in the gang today. The Astros, the lead shrunk last night. 3.5 games it's down to now, as we welcome you in on a Thursday here on Payne and Pendergast. I'm Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne. How are you this morning, Seth Payne?
I'm good, man. I'm fine. I'm fine. Altuve's going to be just fine. I wish you'd stop talking about it. You just won't shut up about it. Worried about it. Just okay. He's going to be fine. For those of you who missed it, strained what I'm guessing is an oblique in an at-bat. He just stayed in the at-bat, tried to bunt, and then he's out and he's day-to-day.
Thought about that after the game when they replayed it, and and just to get people up to speed, the Astros lose 5-4 last night. Lead is 3.5 games. Yes, the big story from this game is not the loss. The big story of this game is Jose Altuve leaving in the middle of the game. We're going to hear from Altuve in just a second, but what Seth is referring to is on a pitch, on a swing that made it 2 strikes, he kind of stepped out of the box and was like, this side of mine feels a little funky.
Skipper, come on out here. I got a little
Something going on here in the rib cage.
I got some gremlins in the rib cage.
Gremlins in the rib cage. So he gets back in the batter's box. And I guess instead of taking himself out of the game and letting, you know, somebody come in and hit for him, because they moved Dubon to second base the next inning from left field, and I forget the whole rigmarole they did to get the lineup set. But instead of bringing somebody else to hit for him with 2 strikes, Altuve just decides, like, I'm going to bunt here, and and on 2 strikes,
baseball.
fouls it off himself, and he just walks to the dugout. I'm like, all right, I mean,
I cannot wait to get out of September. I hope it's as they exit on into the playoffs or something. But Chaz.
Oh, yeah, Chaz,
you can't even find money. This is like you find money in the street and then get hit by a car.
Yeah,
we're doing everything 1930s style today. Chaz McCormick with a broken wrist, Altuve with
got
a
hit
mysterious
by an Edsel.
Side injury. Yeah, it feels like 1929.
Yeah,
Chaz, what it feels like, Sean.
Chaz's injury is a broken finger, actually. So he's
same thing.
Yeah, well, he's going to be bad. Let's hear from all the parties involved in this. Astros lose last night. Well, not a good night last night. They lose again to the A's, and now we've got some injury issues. Hunter Brown was not great. He was not vintage. I don't know if he's been pitching long enough to say vintage Hunter Brown. He was not the Hunter Brown that we've seen for most of the last few months last night. So they lose to the A's. Let's get to Altuve first. Here's what it sounded like on the broadcast.
Used his timeout, then called for the manager to talk to him. Something with his twisting motion, it seems like he's showing.
Yeah, he doesn't look comfortable at all.
We'll see what this next swing looks like here, 2-2. He's not even going to swing. He's going to bunt, and that's a strikeout. That's not a good sign. See if he stays in the game. That's not what you want to see with Altuve bunting the 2 strikes, not wanting to swing there.
Yeah, so that's what it sounded like on the broadcast. Let's hear from Altuve. This is he met with the media for about a minute or so. So I'm going to play the whole thing, and you guys tell us, does this sound like somebody who's no big deal with this latest injury with Altuve?
How'd you feel in that swing or during that at bat?
Yeah, just felt a little something on the side, the right side, and decided to not take another swing.
How had been bothering you before?
No.
It was just on that one swing?
Just on that one swing.
You had oblique issues last year. Is this in any way comparable?
No. Not the same, yeah.
How's it different? How's it different?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow. Like, sometimes you have to wait until the next day and see how you feel.
What kind of a treatment you just get at this point?
I just wait until, I think it's too early to get something done. Wait until tomorrow, see how I feel, and go from there.
How frustrating is this to happen now with October so close?
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm not really worried. Like I said, maybe I just wake up tomorrow and I'm good to go. So we don't really want to take any decisions tonight because, you know, normally in an injury, you wait until the next day and see how you feel.
Okay, so that was Altuve last night. It's an afternoon game today. So 1:10, first pitch. The lineup might even come out while we're still on the air. Who knows? Before 10 o'clock. I would be willing to bet my bottom dollar that he does not play today. Even if he wants to play today, this feels like an Espada holding him back from playing situation today, right? Day game, yeah. the old adage, yeah. Seth, day game after a possible oblique issue, you don't start the guy, you know?
I would, I think your bottom dollar is safe there.
Yeah.
I think you go ahead and put all your money on that bottom dollar.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the idea of Altuve. I don't know. I like the idea of him sleeping. You know, you talked several times about he'll have to see when he wakes up in the morning, how it feels. Altuve sleeping like in a... Like going to those old style full length what do you call it? It's like a nightgown.
It's a nightshirt.
Yeah.
It goes,
with a little cap on.
It goes down and then he's a pointy cap, like that's just flopping down over his shoulder. Like Grandpa Altuve Joe in Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. Sleeping peacefully, and probably he's vaguely aware but doesn't think about the fact that the entire city of Houston is waiting to see how Altuve feels when he wakes up. I wish he were bigger on social media so he would just he could update everybody. Wake up, go live, and be like, I feel great.
Yeah.
It feels awesome.
On Instagram, we need him somewhere between what he is now and what Shannon Sharp was yesterday. We don't need everything.
What did Shannon Sharp do yesterday?
Oh, you didn't see this?
I saw some joke about how it looked like he had just woken up or something.
No, he left his phone on, or somehow his phone, Instagram Live. It was aimed at the floor.
Yeah.
He was in relations.
He butt dialed an Instagram Live during coitus?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then explained it on his podcast. Like, he didn't shy away from it. Ben, do we have that by any chance? Yeah, here's Shannon Sharp. This is a quick one. This was Shannon Sharp. He was on his podcast later on and said this.
It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'll get it in. Real talk. Hey, yo.
Yeah. He didn't shy away from it. So we don't need that level
of... No bull jab there.
We don't need that level of voyeurism from Altuve. But yeah, it would be nice to see him get up and hop out of bed and attack the day with somebody who doesn't have a pulled muscle in his side.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It is early and everything. I'm just curious, though. Was it pretty graphic what you could hear or anything, or was it just a bunch of...
From her, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Him, you just heard a lot of heavy...
Maybe breathing. All you heard was him, and you couldn't even be sure that it was...
No. It was...
Anybody else involved?
There was definitely somebody else involved.
I think that might have been... What are the chances that... Would you bet your bottom dollar that was intentional?
No, I don't know. No, I wouldn't. To answer your question, I wouldn't bet my bottom dollar on that.
It would get some engagement. It did get some engagement.
It did get some engagement, and it got further engagement when people, screen recorded it and posted it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. So anyways, back to Altuve. I don't think he plays today. What's your concern level after hearing him talk to the media for a minute there? Does it even matter? Do you believe anything that comes from any Astro when it comes
to an
injury?
Well, I mean, there's nothing to believe or disbelieve there. I mean, like, he's got, if it's a muscle strain or something, you genuinely don't know.
Well, he said he's not worried. He said he's not worried.
Right, okay, that, I mean, I'm guessing he felt like it was muscular and you might have tweaked it and then you just don't know really until you wake up the next. The fact that it wasn't like they were going off to get imaging or something, that I feel relatively optimistic that he's going to be fine sometime in the next couple of weeks. It's just that right now your chance to take the lead back last
good.
Night. You're hoping that Gamel can come up big last night this team needs an Altuve right this moment.
You just waltzed past your next couple weeks comment like there's more than 2 weeks left in the season.
I'm saying you can hear the frustration in his voice where sometimes when it's just something muscular where it feels like a strain, you don't have any definitive answers.
Yeah.
Which I'll blame the Astros for being so opaque about their injury situation so often that I feel like the default mode for people is, they're lying to us. But this is genuinely a situation where, I could see. I mean, it's likely exactly what he said it was. They don't know. But sure, would I be surprised if they already knew that it was season ending or something and the Astros just didn't want to say anything about it? I wouldn't be 100% surprised.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, my default switch now with Astro injuries is set to being worried about it because they're never honest about it. And I think the players are conditioned to probably air to the side of like, no, it's all good. That smoke is not your house burning down. That's fine. That's just somebody having a campfire in their backyard. It's fine. No big deal. There's only 17, 18 games left in the season. Now this I could see. The fact that he has a recent history of oblique injuries. Remember Altuve missed a bunch of time last year. That is the one thing I could say that quells my worry is that, all right, he may have just felt a little something and was doing that preventatively. Like, I don't need this to turn into something. You know what I mean?
He stayed in not to take a swing, but to bunt. But okay, well, still, two strikes on a, So I don't know what to take from that. So I would put my concern meter at a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. That's
I'm not gonna miss him in the field all that much, but yes, Altuve at the plate, he'd gotten way back on track in September after being kind of humdrum through the month of August.
I felt bad for Chaz because Chaz had just started to find his swing again, you know.
Yeah,
and Chaz is probably here's Joe Espada. Chaz probably headed to the IL.
Oh yeah, so Chaz has a small fracture in his right hand, so obviously that will be an IL.
Then you're rolling out the rest of the year?
Oh, I can't tell. I can give you a timeline. Just right now, it's just, you know, obviously IL.
Do you have a corresponding move?
Not yet. All right, thank you, guys.
All right, and Chaz spoke to the media. We don't have time to get to it here because we got to get out. But Chaz thinks he'll be back by playoff time.
Yeah,
it's not a big
I guess
deal.
With Chaz, the biggest worry is just, all right, like this is not a guy you feel like, oh, yeah, he'll hop right back in and be hitting 350 in no time at all.
Right,
yeah.
That's true.
Timing, he wakes up timed out perfectly.
Yeah.
He's like old timing belt Chaz, that's what we call him.
He was just starting to swing the bat again, man. That's too bad. It's too bad about Chaz. All right, we're off and running. We've got a lot of Texans to get to here, man. Sunday night game. Bears coming to town. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I get started at 4:20 is the start time. We're not doing any of that. 4:20 the start time for the pregame show. Texans countdown on Sunday afternoon. So be there for that. Joe Mixon is off to a hell of a start as a Houston Texan, and it got even better yesterday. Also, Nick Caserio talking on Texans All Access. This was interesting. The mechanics of acquiring Joe Mixon. Nick gave us an un-Casario-like window into what exactly they were also looking at doing at the running back position. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.